unfortunately, here we go again with the bleak stuff right off the bat. Six people are dead, 21 wounded in Iraq violence just when we say we're leaving. That was the concern, remember? Tropical depression on the way. How much of a punch will this one pack and where will it hit? We're going to tell you all about that stuff. In the meantime, the president is going to focus on the economy all week long, but is it too late? It's all about saving the votes in the midterm election. There's no way to disguise this one. When we take off the mask here on America Tonight, hello everybody, I'm Kate Delaney, and this is a show where we zig and zag all over the place, so buckle up. If you want to join in on the fun, on the action, you can do that at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Just have an opinion. I don't care if you're left, right, or somewhere in between, or just bloody confused, as so many people are furious, like the polls are showing, that even some of the most staunch liberal Democrats are saying, I've had enough. All the House seats are up, the 37 Senate seats and gubernatorial seats are available as well. Who's going to end up in them when it's all said and done? Reminds me of a thing we used to play when I was a kid called musical chairs. Remember musical chairs? Any of you play that? We went round and round in circles, and you never were quite sure when you turned the corner if you were going to have a seat or not. That's what it must feel like for some of these incumbents. And if a lot of the incumbents are knocked off, boy, that will show the power of the people. Presidential elections, a little bit different. In these midterm elections, I really think you have a voice. Use your voice. Whether you do the early voting thing or you go to the polls. You know, I think the big problem in this country is Election Day should be a holiday. There should be an easier way to vote for a lot of people, especially now, since thanks to this recession and people juggling so many jobs. It's not so easy when you've got kids and you're moving from one spot to another, when you're working two and three jobs. You all know what I'm talking about. But let's forget about the excuses. Go out and vote, because trust me, you can make a difference. So we just celebrated Labor Day weekend, an excuse for people to kick back, have fun, and hopefully spend some time with their families. Some may be fretting. You look at the unemployment rate, it's ridiculous. Higher than 9.7%, but okay, I'll go with that. In Nevada, we know it's really 14% in most places, especially Las Vegas. And the underemployed is the really scary statistic, 17%. Those two and three jobs that I was mentioning, that's where that all comes into play. So here's what the Secretary of Labor, Hilda Solis, had to say on Labor Day. What people want, what about small businesses, and what about veteran jobs?
People are looking to see that there is more effort to really make this recovery one that affects all working families. We need to do more to help our small businesses. And one of the things that the president is asking for Senate and Congress to do when they come back from their vacation is to pass the Small Business Job Act. Young youth that are coming back that now can hopefully venture into a new career. We've made $9 million available through our vets program just to target the green job industry and those veterans that might be interested in that.
All right, sadly, when we talk about, when she's talking about jobs there and what people can venture into, and I'm mentioning the fact that people are juggling so many jobs, I think the worst story I heard over the weekend was the fact that a pizza delivery man, a guy who was almost 60 years old, just shy of 60 years old, was stabbed to death. And it's the most incredibly callous, sick, brutal crime that I've heard about in a long time. What happened was three people finally have been arrested. They stabbed a Domino's pizza guy, and they drove off in his car. It was two teenagers and a 20-year-old. And what happened was they called in for a pizza, so he went to make the pizza delivery. But when he got there, he ended up bleeding instead to death when he got to the kitchen door. So they took his keys, his money, the whole thing, and the pizza with them. They carried the pizza with them. So for a very small amount of money, they ended a man's life. A guy who moved to Massachusetts about 20 years ago, worked, he was a Dominican immigrant too. He worked three jobs. He had a son and two twin daughters, and he was just trying to get along and do what he had to do, right? So instead, a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 20-year-old took his life, they're accused anyway, of the homicide, armed robbery, armed breaking and entering, because they went into a place, that's where they got the address of somebody's house, an empty place actually, I think it was on the market, and this is what happened to this man. Is this a job you would not want to do? How sad is that? Going to a stranger's, you know, just to a call, trying to just deliver the pizzas, I cannot imagine anything more frightening. That, and of course there are other people who work in positions, maybe some of you listening to me right now, where you're working in convenience stores, and you think of the desperation that's out there, and also the morally bankrupt folks who have no problem, have no conscience, whether they're 17, 18, 20, or older than that, and have no problems doing what they have to do to get a little cash. And it'll get worse if we keep going into this recession deeper and deeper. That's desperate times for a lot of people. All right, at the top of the show, I don't want to be all bleak and negative and nasty. So let's do a daily salute. I pledged you I'm going to do a daily salute every single show, no matter what happens. If you know something great happening in your neighborhood that somebody's doing, flip it to me at americatonight.net. Let's give the daily salute this time around, though, to Jerry Lewis. He does the MDA telethon. Doesn't have to do it. Didn't have to start at that point in his career when he did. This Labor Day, the event raised $58.9 million. Now, last time around, a little bit more than that, $60.5 million. And then, of course, there was a record $65 million in 2008. But you got to say that's a big, fat number that Americans chipped in to make that happen. Yeah, because it's the 45th time they've done it, the 45th time. People don't have money. People don't have money to support, and there's a lot of good causes out there, money for research that's desperately needed to focus on lots of different ailments. And he's been there year in and year out, no matter what his health problems were, to support muscular dystrophy and that association and what they are trying to do to help people. So for 21 and a half hours, they hold this event, and you'll see a lot of famous people, stories they tell, and all that sort of stuff. And I think for a tough economy that we're rowing through right now, these nasty waters, $58.9 million is a lot of money. So give yourself a pat on the back, America, because we are a generous country. No doubt about it. Even when we're in trouble, we find the extra bucks to help somebody else out. And that's our daily salute. Hang with us on the flip side, odds and ends. And finally, we promised this in our previous hour, but we're going to deliver this time around. We've got our football picks coming up at the end of this hour. Stay with us.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Bunch of things to talk about in odds and ends, and boy, there's a lot of odd stuff. Suddenly, the president is perked up. He's scrambling when it comes to the economy, and talk about scrambling, spurring job growth, because will that lead to anything at the election booth? Will, in other words, will many of the incumbents who look like they're going down in flames, will this change their fate on the Democratic side of the ledger? There's a six-year plan on the table to rebuild the infrastructure, meaning the railways, the roads, some of the runways, very little on the runway side, though, with about $50 billion, and that means billion, and an investment and this new business tax cut. But what's not being said, I guess, which will come out in the wash, is that it also is all of this will close a corporate tax loophole to pay for it. And it's like switching money pots, right? It's still the same thing. And I think it'll kill jobs in some senses. Yes, there would be some job creation, but then you're going to take away some jobs because that's what's going to happen. They're going to lop off jobs at the corporations, right? Of course, we know that. Do with less people and make them do more. That's the philosophy in corporate America now. Let's go to Jeff, because they're going to make their profits. Let's go to Jeff in St. Louis. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. Obama's speech.
Uh-huh.
I guess he doesn't take criticism that well.
Yeah, because we talked about that earlier on America Tonight. In fact, Matt, if you've got that, would you roll that? Hold on, Jeff. Let's let everyone hear this again, where he went off the teleprompter and off script. And here's what he had to say for people who haven't heard it.
Over the last 2 years, that's meant taking on some powerful interests. some powerful interests who have been dominating the agenda in Washington for a very long time, and they're not always happy with me. They talk about me like a dog. That's not in my prepared remarks. It's just, but it's true. You know, that's why we passed financial reform, to provide new accountability and tough oversight of Wall Street, stopping credit card companies from gouging you with hidden fees and unfair rate hikes, ending taxpayer bailouts for Wall Street once and for all. They're not happy with it, but it was the right thing to do.
All right, that was in front of the labor union, by the way, in Milwaukee. Jeff, go ahead. I wanted everyone to hear that.
Yeah, and no, I was just, and then if I was a new GOP in the House, I would say, after that, I would say no way I would work with him, not after that. And I'm sure you heard about that church group that wants to burn Korans.
Yeah, we've been talking about it throughout the show, and in fact, it's kind of a mixed bag here.
I got
America
an idea.
Tonight.
I got an interesting solution.
Mm-hmm.
Take a picture of the Koran, pass out copies, and burn the picture.
Yeah, a picture's worth a thousand words, so burn the picture of the Koran instead of the actual Koran itself.
Yeah, take pictures of certain passages in the book,
mm-hmm.
and then pass out the pictures,
mm-hmm.
and burn the pictures instead of the book.
So that Islamic extremists that are going to go nuts on this whole thing, they're already protesting in Kabul, will be smart enough to realize, okay, they didn't burn the actual books, but they're making a statement here.
Yeah.
Yeah. If only that would work, Jeff. I think at this point now, because, I mean, the volume on this has been turned up so high, what's going to happen, thanks for the call, what's going to happen is it's going to happen. I don't think this pastor is going to back off, because now there's all this publicity and it's that forward momentum. What's going to make him go back on what he's talking and what he's preaching about? And this is what the pastor is preaching about. So I don't see him going back on his word to do this, right? A man is only as good as his word. Well, that's what I think he's going to do. He's going to follow through on it, even though a lot of Christian pastors are trying to talk him out of it and saying, yeah, we agree that there's this cult following the Islamic extremist and how dangerous it is and poisonous and all that, but we need you and your church to take a step back and really think about what you're doing. I don't think he's going to take a step back, and so those pictures are going to be live and in living color and out there, but already it's out there. So that's already part of the conversation. That's already happening overseas, and there's definitely two ways to look at this. We're about freedom of religion, yes, we've talked about that, and the right to do, even if it makes us sick and we think it's wrong or we think it's right or whatever, but we have those rights. I mean, to burn American flag to me is ridiculous. I don't get it. I don't get the thrill of that, and I think of the people who fought for the American flag, the founding fathers, throughout history, what people have sacrificed all for the price of freedom and to make this country better, and the sacrifice on the battlefield, and it's wrong, just flat out wrong to me to turn the flag upside down or step on it or burn it, but people do it. And they do it in protest for policies and reasons that they don't like what's happening, and that's their show of protest, whether it makes me want to hurl or not, right? So, you get where I'm going with this, with symbols and religious things and whatever. And so there's always ways to cut through the clutter here. What Petraeus suddenly is saying, because you rarely see a general do this, that whoa, you're going to make it worse for us by doing it. Why are you doing this? We're fighting for you. We're trying to stamp out terrorism. We're trying to deal with this ugly five-headed monster, and you're making it that much harder because you want to make a statement about September 11th. You know, the bottom line is he does have the right to do it. The pastor does have the right to burn the Quran. And I think he follows through. Like I said, I don't think he's going to take the step backwards on it. And then I think there'll be protests in Kabul or other places, but let's hope it doesn't ignite something that much worse. Because then if I'm sorry, if I'm the pastor, I certainly don't want Americans killed over it. And that's the point that Petraeus is trying to make. But what he's saying is, listen, nobody's listening. And nobody's listening to what's going on. Why do we have to live in fear of this? It's like the cartoonist and then the copycat joke about the cartoonist and what happened there. And why can't we express our views? Why can't we say what we think when we do on everything else? If that's not what we are, then why can't we express the views? Period. That's the whole idea. And if you don't like it, get out of here. And I think that's the point that Tom and Dan are making, that you have to stand up at some point, and it might be tough, but hey, if you're gonna stay on the sled that called freedom, then you gotta stay on and buckle up, because it's not an easy ride. What's the song? Freedom's just not free, you know? And maybe that's part of the problem. All right, let's talk about something else that happened. I want to squeeze it in here in odds and ends. I know it's an offshoot thing, but like 200 people in the really in Colorado had to be evacuated. Really rough terrain area, beautiful area though in the mountains, and the firefighters were just literally almost killing themselves trying to put this sucker out. So they were able to save some people and save some of the homes. They lost a couple of homes, I think. But other than that, they did an incredible job. Here's what Rick Burrow had to say. All right, we'll catch up with that on the flip side, but trust me, what he's talking about with the with Colorado and the fire is they don't know what caused it yet at this point, but what we do know is the 200 homes were evacuated. They had to kind of crawl over a rough mountainous area in some cases. And it was literally one of these affairs where still the embers are going on because the wind is pushing it over these foothills. And you're talking about 4 square miles, which seems small, but the homes were all pushed in there. It's a 4-mile canyon, and it's northwest of Boulder. So you get winds of up to 50 miles an hour, and the flames are going all over the place. All you could see, I was talking to a friend, was this white plume of heavy smoke for miles. Hang with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
With no end in sight for the global financial crisis, it's become very evident there is a global food shortage upon us. What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed? What if? The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. This is your last chance to stock up and save with the last Mountain House sale of the year. For 1 week only, September 6th through 13th, Ready Made Resources offers GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House case lots, plus free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com. Before it's too late, see the variety of quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this 25% off case lots is only through September 13th. Call 800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 1-800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Sale ends September 13th.
Have reports that we have lost structures up in that area. Like I said, it's a very populated area up in that location. And we also have a report we did lose one fire truck. I think right now the big thing is evacuation, trying to get people out of the area. Make sure. That's what our big thing right now is, just saving lives.
All right, there they are. You got to love that attitude in Boulder. That almost could have been our daily salute if it wasn't for Jerry Lewis and the telethon. The Muscular Dystrophy Association, and how much money they were able to raise, just once again showing that America is a generous country trying to help however many organizations, because you know what? We're charity weary because we don't have any money. But yet people still continue to find a way to give until they just cannot give anymore. And I think it's amazing that they almost, they got, you know, 58 and change million wise and almost got up to that 60 mark. That's pretty darn good. It's also pretty darn good what those firefighters were able to do in Boulder, because that area would have been completely lost, no question about it. I was looking at pictures of it, and I've got a couple of friends that live not too far from there, and they said it seemed like half of Colorado. I mean, it always seems bigger than it is, right? It seems like half of Colorado was on fire, just plumes of white billowing smoke coming out of there, and your concern is the people, and they boom, 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 got with it, got in there, got in and out, got the people evacuated as fast as possible. You know that firefighting is the most dangerous job that you could ever want to undertake, and yet I'm always amazed when I talk to guys who do this, and women. There's now some more women firefighters too, that they're willing to put themselves on the line, you know, day after day, and it might be humdrum stuff, but it's at that second notice where they got to jump in the trucks and get after it, and whether it's a big city or a more remote area, they're doing the same thing. They're trying to get people out. They're trying to contain the flames and trying to figure out what happened and what started. They don't know, by the way, in Boulder, what it was that started the fire. Okay, so we move along to a couple of other things, and then we're going to hit the mailbag quickly here. Just let me say this, because we're trying to update you on as many races as we can. Now that we're into September, boy, before you know it, we'll be into November and the elections. make sure you vote. I don't care how you vote. That's your personal deal, right? But, I mean, I care how you vote. I care in the sense that let's hope that we can get America back on its feet with some fresh faces, because the old ones aren't working. I don't care what party they are. Some of the incumbents are stale and they need to go, and I think that's what's going to happen. All the House seats are up, 37 Senate seats. I know I sound like I'm beating a bunch of dead horses, but just to remind you, and 37 gubernatorial slots are up, baby. You have a voice. Use it. So here's one quickly. Rand Paul is building a lead. I'm not surprised by this because he had a lot of momentum in Kentucky. He's ahead of the Attorney General, Jack Conway, according to the latest poll, by 15 points. A Survey USA poll has him ahead 55% to actually 40%. That's up from a lead of 51 to 43. And this is the part that I think we're going to see across the country. Paul has 56% support with the independents, 32 with the Democrats. You know that he's going to get somebody who would claim they're a Tea Party or Republicans, but it's the other support that he's getting, and I think this is what you're starting to see with some of the other people who are running, frankly, in other races in other states. And you know that Rand Paul, who we've had on the show, is the son of Congressman Ron Paul, and Ron Paul, you know, with as far as where his seat is, no question that he's there and he should be fine. It's just a layup for him. But there are certainly other positions and other switching, other changing of the guards, I guess is the best way to say it, that'll happen politically. And amen to that, because we need it big time in this country, because the same old political machine just is not working. All right, without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
And we start with John in Pennsylvania. Yo, Kate, how you doing? I've been listening to America Tonight. I heard you talking about the Quran and the burning of the Qurans by this nutball in Florida. And it is interesting to look at it from the two different vantage points. But why would we jack with our soldiers to what? Make a point here in the U.S.? Can't we do that with our words? You're always talking about freedom of speech. So why doesn't that preacher try to use his words instead to make a point, instead of possibly assaulting those who are protecting our freedoms? You have to think that Petraeus was upset enough to bring it up, because why would he, especially when you saw what happened with his predecessor? He's not going to jump into the middle of this for no reason. There must be massive concern, or he wouldn't do it. After all, these extremists are nuts themselves, and you don't know where they're going to strike next. Touche. All right, John in Pennsylvania, thanks for listening to the show. And you know, it's tricky. It is tricky to circumvent around this issue of burning the Qurans, because you got to look at it this way, John. On one hand, over and over again, we say the same things. I just went on the soapbox and talked about the burning of the flag, how I think it's atrocious, unnecessary, makes no political point to me. You can hate the government. You can hate what's going on. You can deny the flag, whatever. But why are you burning the flag? Why are you burning the flag? I don't get it. And the reason you burn the flag? Controversy, headlines, sensationalism, whatever. Burning of the Quran will do the same thing for this pastor of what I originally thought was a mega church, but upon further review is a very small church, like 40 or 50 people. So will the sake of the point hurt other innocent people? But then at the same time, while I'm saying this, you know, if you espouse freedoms, it's like I said about the flag, you've gotta let people express themselves. There's no law against that. It's like book burnings. It's like, of course, it's stronger than that. But you're taking a religious, a holy religious item to people who are Muslim and burning it. It's what what will it prove? What will it do? Does it do anything to prove the point, to push it forward, that we need to not let this happen, that why are we being so passive? What's happening here? I think that's at the heart of this. Will anything come of it? And let's hope it's not that people will be killed as a direct link to it. Because in saying that, when we're using the word extremist nutballs, that's exactly what could happen. Who knows? It's like the cartoonist. The guy can't express himself. He can't have a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad without being threatened. So if I drew a picture of the Prophet Muhammad and I put it on the America Tonight website, do I have to look over my shoulder? And the answer is, depending on what I write and how much press it gets, yes. Because that's happened now to two people. So let's go to Joey in Connecticut's note. Joey says this. Hello, I have one comment to make. Bring me some NFL. I cannot wait for pro football. I feel you on the politics. I'm so sick of the politics. It's just one thing after another. I do give you credit, though, as I've now been listening to the show for about a month or so, you do talk about a lot of other things. A lot of these windbags that get on the air just pound the hammer on the same old subject and the same old party line. You at least are embracing some other points of view, in fact, calling for them. So bravo to you. All right. Well, you know what? There's really nowhere to go with that, I guess. All right, Joey, thanks for the note. There is nowhere to go with that. Okay, let's go to Aunt Emma. I don't have an Aunt Emma, so this is somebody named Aunt Emma. Aunt Emma in Iowa. Hey, Kate, what's the scoop on what happened with the tropical storm? Do you know what's going on there? All right, we did say we were going to talk about this. There's the tropical storm that's brewing in the Gulf of Mexico once again. This new storm, they're issuing warnings, and they kind of subsided, I guess, for Monday for the South Texas coast, because it kind of, you know, they were hit a little bit at the mouth of the Rio Grande, so I don't want to say nothing happened there, but, you know, the winds were like 40 miles an hour, so tropical storm. And now they're talking about some strengthening expected before it actually goes into South Texas further. Maybe 4 to 8 inches of rain could take a hold, and perhaps a foot, and some flooding in some places, flash floods, mudslides. Well, that's pretty serious. And the storm was about 235 miles southeast of La Pesca, Mexico, and it's moving north. So the government of Mexico did the tropical storm warning, and we'll see how it goes through Texas. But it looks like it's just hitting the South Texas area and not going much further than that. But you know how these things can pick up? If a weird weather pattern comes across, you start to look at the map, and the map changes. All right, finally, our last one from Jack in Texas. Hey, Kate. I had fun this Labor Day. I got to tell you, I didn't think about anything. I played some horseshoes, drank some brew, and I was thinking about you. What'd you do this Labor Day weekend? You know what, Jack? Glad you asked. You know what I did? I floated down the Guadalupe River in San Antonio, Texas, with about, I don't know, 5,000 of my closest friends. First time I did it. Very cold, but I have to say, it was a lot of fun. We're talking football on the flip side. Hang with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Tonight, let's talk some football. Why? We've got Nail the Score coming up Thursday into Friday. It's our fun little cool groovy game we play so that we get the lighter side going on. Plus, we can award some great prizes as our prize bag is chock full and you get bragging rights. It's really simple. It's just like picking lottery numbers. Well, maybe it's not that simple, but in theory, it's simple. The game of the week pops up through our computer. It could be anybody. I mean, who knows what the game of the week is, right? Maybe it's the Cowboys. Maybe it's the Redskins, that game. Maybe it's another game to kick off this week in the NFL. Once the game pops up, then you call in. You have 3 segments to do it, or shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Tell me who you think is going to win the game, what you think the final score is going to be. You don't have to know jack about football, or you can think you know everything about football. It doesn't matter either way. It's just a whole lot of fun. The guys in Kentucky really love it, and they like it in Vermont, too, and pretty much everywhere where you can hear America Tonight. Ladies, don't be afraid, because a woman or a man could win this. Who knows? It's just about guessing. So Thursday's when we kick off Nail the Score. I can't believe it's already back. Speaking of football being back, this is a big deal. And when I say it's a big deal, the corner holdout for the Jets, the superstar who has had that team on pins and needles. In fact, the Jets have been part of a thing called Hard Knocks on HBO. And a lot of what Hard Knocks was talking about is that there was no there was no star corner back practicing with the team because he was a holdout. You know, it was a question of money and contract. So the Jets now finally have Revis back in the fold. Here's what Rex Ryan had to say.
They were pulling the whole Rudy thing when he came back, you know, to the team and all that kind of stuff. And there were some, you know, comments about, you know, like cast away because, you know, I guess he hadn't shaved for a while and, you know, Darrell hadn't and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it was great. There was an energy in our building, in this team, when we knew that Darrell was coming back. I knew he missed being around his teammates, and all he wanted to do was play. You can tell it. You know, when you looked at him, he wanted to play. And I think he saw in Woody and I's face that we definitely wanted him back. So it was, you know, that's what he does. He's a football player, and he that's what he does. That's, he plays.
Okay, so talking about Darrell Revis, the all-pro corner, the financial terms weren't released, but what I hear is it's a four-year deal worth about $46 million, and the key thing is $32 million of it is guaranteed. So he's happy to be back. They're happy to have him, and of course the Jets are because they were almost in the hunt for the Super Bowl the last time around. So where does it fall this time around? Without further ado, let's talk football picks with Matt Johnson. Matt, this is going to be an interesting year for a lot of teams. Of course, we say that every single year. People listening to us, wherever they're listening to us, can pick their team, any team, and say, yeah, this is the one where we're going to win it, even if we have some holes in the defense or offense or whatever, because everybody's a winner right now on paper. Nothing's been played that really counts, but we've seen some signs, I think, of some possibilities. So let's talk AFC first. Who do you see in the AFC championship game?
In the championship game? Well, I'll go through the divisions here and who I'm picking first.
Okay.
And it's going to be very similar, in my opinion, to what happened last year. We got the Jets winning the East, and then Baltimore winning the North, Indy winning the South, and San Diego winning the West. And then the two wildcard teams would be Cincinnati, and then Tennessee, I think, is going to squeak in there because they won. What did they win? 8 of 10, I think, to finish out the season last year. Vince Young looks like he's finally getting it at quarterback, so I think they're going to get that last playoff spot. And then in the championship game, I'd go the Jets. I really like the Jets a lot. They added Braylon Edwards halfway through last year. They got Santonio Holmes now. He's going to miss the first four games, but he'll be coming back. Sean Green's the young running back. And I think it's going to be the Jets against Indianapolis, and the Jets are going to prevail this year.
Wow, it's so interesting. And looking or listening to your picks and what you said, I completely am on the same page as you are. I think the Jets and the Colts end up meeting in the championship game. And I think you mentioned San Antonio Holmes, of course, a stud wide receiver. You talked about him being suspended. And the fact that we just mentioned Revis being back. And you look at LaDainian Tomlinson, who's hungry, who wants to win something before he's out. Maybe even Jason Taylor, what he might be able to do at linebacker. But just the core team and where they were last time around. There's no doubt that Rex Ryan's defense is more than valid, and they verified that in 2009. And then they added a couple of possible playmakers in Taylor and also in at the quarterback slot at Antonio Cromartie. I think the Jets, absolutely, depending on Mark Sanchez, I mean, he's got to take an even bigger step, kind of leap into it a little bit more because this is just his second year, but he gets so much support from the team. I know a lot of people think it's crazy not to pick Indy. The Colts are going to be there, and, you know, Peyton Manning is the quarterback of quarterbacks with the history behind him. And, yeah, they've got a deep team, and certainly on the offense they do. But I think it comes down to the Colts, too, and the Jets, and I think the Jets prevail. I completely agree with you. They go to the championship game, and then they move on from there to represent in the Super Bowl. All right, let's talk NFC. What do you think?
I've got Dallas in the East, the Vikings winning the North, Atlanta winning the South and San Francisco winning the West. I don't think New Orleans is going to repeat as winning the division. Atlanta's got a lot easier schedule than New Orleans does. I think New Orleans and Green Bay get the wild cards, though. And I'm going to go ahead and take the Vikings. Because last year I took the Vikings and the Saints in the NFC Championship game, and I had the Saints winning. So I think I jinxed my own squad. So this year I'm going to go with the Vikings winning it against Green Bay in the NFC Championship game.
Wow, the Vikings going up again. Say that again.
The Vikings
I need this on the record. Vikings against the Packers.
It's going to be a border battle to see who goes to the Super Bowl.
All right, so probably no surprise for me, completely different than Matt's. And in the East, he picks Dallas. I think Dallas falls flat. I don't think that they get there in the East. And ultimately, when I look at the NFC, I think what happens, and this may be a little bit of a homer pick, but I think Philadelphia, because they're not expected to do all that great. You know, Donovan McNabb leaves. He goes to Washington. He gets hurt, by the way, in the preseason. I think he might be in that first game, if not maybe second or third game. But the guy who takes over, Kevin Kolb, I like him. And I think he's going to have more success. He's got some receivers in DeSean Jackson. And I love the tight end, Celek, there. And I love the running back, too. But there's no Brian Westbrook. But LeSean McCoy, I think, is going to be able to move the ball. It's if Andy Reid can get out of the way. I think the Eagles, who need to ratchet it up, are going to ratchet it up because nobody's expecting much of them, and I think that's when the Eagles soar. So I think it's going to come down to the Eagles and the Vikings, and shocker of all shockers in the NFC, I'm going to say that the Vikings will be too good, and the Vikings end up beating the Eagles, move on to the Super Bowl. I know, I knew he was going to love that. I was dreading making that pick. Because, you know, listen, it's the same team that was almost there, barring the interception. And I like the Super Bowl to be, you know, the Vikings and the Jets. The Vikings, what do you think of the Vikings and the Jets? Would that be a good Super Bowl?
I think it would be a great Super Bowl.
Of course you do. All right, everybody listening might have different thoughts on that. You can send me your picks if you want to. AmericaTonight.net. It's going to be a fun football season.
It's crazy.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.